Welcome everybody, Sat Nam. Today is February 15th, 2011. And we have some interesting energies coming through as of the 11th of February and moving on to March 9th. So we'll talk about that in relationship to these waves of consciousness as expressed through the Mayan calendar coming into the Aquarian age. And also we'll talk about what's happening astrologically, and it all lines up. It's all congruent. All the energies support each other to move into the consciousness that we're co-creating, bringing forth, and merging into on the planet at this time. We're moving rapidly into the ninth wave or level of consciousness of the Mayan calendar, which is called the universal consciousness, the universal underworld. So Calaman talks about that. He's the one that first started decoding the Mayan information according to the pyramids and the Mayan carvings and stone. And we'll talk about that and how it supports and correlates to what's happening astrologically. And of course, and that all relates to what you're feeling and how we can really connect to what's happening and be aligned with it and move forward as the powerful co-creators that we are. Well, we're winding up Aquarius in astrologically wise, moving into the sign of Pisces. And we do have a full moon coming up this weekend on Friday, that full moon in Leo, right at the end of Aquarius. And when we get these full moons at the end of astrological signs, the sign of Aquarius that we've been in, it means this is time to complete the lesson or the learning from that particular wave of energy or period of time. So, of course, the full moon is about opening the heart, and we are in the year 2011, which is an air tatva year, tatva meaning elements, and the heart chakra is the air element. So we've got a lot of opening to new possibilities. That's what the translation means, to new way of being. And the new way of being relates to a new way of being in relationship to the cosmos, in relationship to all of creation. So what we're moving into and the lesson that we've been learning and how we've been getting cracked open, we've been talking about all the Pluto, Capricorn, Cancer energies and what we've been talking about during this whole last year, is how we've been cracked open, our hearts have been cracked open to a new way of being. We've been being prepared to actually become aware of how to be co-creators, divine creators with the universe, with the cosmos. And as we move into this next period, that's exactly the energies that are starting to come through. The ninth wave, the universal wave, the ninth step on the pyramid, the ninth step on the Mayan pyramid, on the Mayan calendar, the ninth wave. And this is where we really get to experience that consciousness of how to be in tune with the cosmos and part of the cosmos and part of the cosmic plan or universal plan of consciousness. This is the time as we move into Pisces, the sign of Pisces, where we are moving into surrender, moving into the oneness. We talked about the Chiron initiation, how Chiron is now moving into the sign of Pisces, out of the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is the rebel. Aquarius is the revolution. Aquarius is the uncharted territories, that which breaks up patterns, which interrupts patterns. And now we're moving into, with the Chiron initiation that we talked about last week, that will be ongoing for the next cycle of 8 years. Now we're moving into all this Pisces energy, the 12th sign in the zodiac. We're moving into this completion energy. We're moving into the experience of oneness, how we can experience being at one with the cosmic plan. There is a plan. There is a plan that's bigger than us, bigger than anybody's individual egos, that we're a part of. So this is what the universal consciousness means, this ninth wave, this unity consciousness. How can we know our peace in the cosmic plan? So this is really a time to move into our heart and meditate with this full moon coming up in Leo at the edge, the end of the Aquarian. How can we unite with that peace inside of us that is in alignment with the cosmic plan? What is our peace in the divine plan? This is a time to surrender into and feel that. Ask that question. Pisces is a water sign. It's a feeling sign. Aquarius is an air sign. It's thinking about it. It's contemplating it. It's becoming aware of the patterns. Now it's a time to move into the feeling. Merge with the ocean of consciousness. It's a time to jump off the edge of the diving board into the waters of consciousness, into that unity consciousness. And it's a time to really notice where our energies are taking us, where the wave is taking us, and what our peace is as we move through the ocean, so we don't drown or we're not immersed, but we're just moving with the currents. We're surrendering to the currents. This is really a time of devotion, moving out of these emotional turmoil of this Aquarian energy, emotional turmoil of all the Chiron healing, whatever trauma's been going on collectively on the planet, or whatever traumas you've experienced for the last 7 years in your life. It's a time to transform that emotion from the lower realms, the lower triangles, the survival, creative, sex, power chakras, up to the heart chakra. Full moon in Leo on Friday, 2011, the year of the air, Tatva. We're moving up into the heart. We're moving up into devotion. So out of that space of devotion is a space of surrender. It's a space of surrendering to something bigger. Not only what is our peace, but what is this cosmic plan? What is this bigger dream of evolution? It's been tracked starting 16 billion years ago with the Big Bang. It's been tracked by our scientists. It's been recorded by the Mayan elders in the pyramids. There is a bigger cosmic plan that's bigger than us. And what is our peace? As if we're a piece in this mandala. And the plan's not complete without us. We're a piece of it. But yet, we're not really deciding what it is or determining it. We're becoming aware of it. It's our consciousness of moving into our own mastery. And it's our awareness of how we are supporting and being a part of it and doing our part. So what is the truth of that? It's time to move into feeling in our hearts what's the truth of our piece of the cosmic plan. What's our perfect piece that allows this experience of unity consciousness to unfold exactly in the way that it's meant to unfold? So it's a time to jump off into the water and feel where we're meant to be, how we're meant to be, who we're meant to be with, and how we're going to flow into this peace as this unity consciousness comes towards us on the planet, in our hearts, in our consciousness at this time. It's a time when life is speaking to us. It's not a time when we can move out and dominate life and say, okay, I know I'm a co-creator, therefore I can do anything I want. And so it's really a time when these patterns of domination are breaking up, when it's more of a time of listening. What is my peace? And out of listening to the truth of what our peace is that fits in with a cosmic plan, that place of devotion, that place of surrender, then we move into these higher frequencies of bliss, these higher frequencies of these wonderful waves of really great feelings that just start moving through our bodies. And then we know the feeling of spirit, we know the feeling of God, we know the feeling of Goddess, and we know that we're a part of that because we feel that we are a part of the cosmic plan. we are an important part of the cosmic plan. So as we're uplifted and experience that, we're also uplifting others. And this is the experience of unity consciousness, the universal underworld that we're moving into. We're surrendering control. We're surrendering this left brain dominance that we have a right to dominate nature as if we're superior. No, everything has its part, and we're symbiotic, we're co-creating, we're part of it, and we, with our awareness and our mastery, we know how to work with each piece, with each part, as a master that works with, as an alchemist that protects, that surrenders to, that honors everything as sacred. So we work with each piece as sacred, how we coalesce, how we integrate, how we become aware. It's the awareness of working with the pieces as an alchemist, as sacred, rather than domination, which is what we've seen on the planet. So whatever's come before, this is a time of balance, a time of an inner marriage, a time to move into an inner balance, an inner marriage with our own heart chakra, with our love of spirit, our love of the cosmic plan as being our true partner. And out of that, we interface with people around us and move and have different kinds of partnerships, whatever supports you, with people around us. But it's the main partnership is that partnership with spirit. That's our first partner and our peace and why spirit created us and what our peace looks like. So it's time to start moving into that, to understand that. So Kalaman tells us that February 11th is the beginning of this wave of universal consciousness, the ninth wave coming towards us. And this will be anchored in or activated March 9th, which is coming up very soon. So these nine waves of levels of evolution as described, as delineated by the Mayan calendar. This is the last wave. It's 260 days. According to the Mayan calendar, there are 260 days in each year. So each year is shorter than our year. But February 11th begins this 260-day count in the Mayan calendar. So there's 20 sun signs that are denoted by animals, and then there's 13 galactic tones, but those are like our 12 months. So 13 times 20 is 260 days on the Mayan calendar. So beginning February 11th, just a couple days ago, we started this universal wave, this 260-day cycle. So that day, February 11th, was actually the galactic tone of one, or unity. And what the Mayan calendar tells us about that day is that one, or unity, is the beginning of all things. It's the first. It's the whole. And it's the all-in-one. One is assertive and self-guided, and this number gives a great push to whatever project anybody's working on or associated with. And one, people that are born on a one day, but this is a day that's for everybody, but one day, one people work best when they're meeting a challenge. And it's a really good day to begin things. So that's the energy of February 11th. The unity, the beginning of this universal underworld. And the sun sign for that day, interestingly enough, is a crocodile. So if you know the symbolic representations of the cycle of the chakras, the cycle of the chakras, the first chakra, the animal is what? The snake, the serpent, the kundalini, which is wrapped 3.5 times around a lingam stone. And then as the kundalini starts to wake up and move up the shishumna, the second chakra animal is a crocodile with 3.5 turns around its tail. So the kundalini starts to wake up and it becomes a crocodile, which is still underwater, the second chakra being the water element. But this is, it's still unconscious until it rises up to the surface. The kundalini rises up, and in the third chakra it becomes a ram that butts heads, that can butt heads with the, can be dominating the third chakra, moving out into the world, power over, until it's tempered by the heart chakra when it moves up and becomes a goddess. So we have the animal as the crocodile. And according to the Mayans, the crocodile receives messages of primal, of the primal creative force. And it's the beginning of all things. And crocodiles who follow their hearts are seen as geniuses, so people born on this day. And so these primal messages come through, and just however they come through, there's no specific order. So crocodile people need to direct their energies, and this is what we're learning how to do. This energy is coming through, so as we practice our mastery and get the information about what our piece is in the cosmic plan at this time, we're learning how to direct our energies with our intention, with our focus. And crocodiles have a strong and nurturing energy, and they'll work hard to provide security to family and friends. And they can be extremely territorial, and they must watch not to be overly protective or too dominating. So again, coming out of the water up into the heart, we're working with these frequencies, we're working with these energies, we're working with the energy of unity consciousness. We're working with crocodile energy as we move into the ninth wave. The first wave, 16 billion years ago, the Big Bang was the cellular underworld. Then the mammalian underworld, first animals, familia underworld, first primates. Then we moved into tribal, first humans, 2 million years ago. Regional, spoken language, 100,000 BC. National underworld, written language, 3100 BC. Planetary underworld, industrialization, that was 1769 AD. Galactic underworld, which is what we're just now coming out of, technology, 1999, and now universal underworld, the ninth step on the Mayan pyramid, 260 days. The first wave of it started to come in February 11th, and the activation is March 9th. So it's important to notice that we're now experiencing the ninth level. So this is really a significant time for all of us, and a time to go inside. Feel your heart connected with the divine. Feel your heart connected with the cosmos. Feel that Pisces merging. Feel the joy. Feel the waves of energy. Feel the sensuality of your breath. What is this time saying to you? What is spirit saying to you? What if you surrender in devotion and your higher self and spirit and cosmos talks to you? What are you directed to do? Where are you directed to flow? Are you directed to be somewhere else? What place, what relationships are going to connect you to Source? What's going to connect you to the play, to your part that you're going to play with this, play in this unity consciousness? Because you are an important piece. You are here at this time to help anchor in this frequency of unity consciousness, and you can be aware of how this shows up for you with your feelings. With your dream, Pisces is dreams. It's the unconscious. So what's floating forward? What images are you getting? What energies around you? How is the world responding to you? Who are you feeling to talk to at this time? So we have all this Neptune dreaming energy. So it's as if we're jumping into the ocean, and when we jump into this ocean, what are we experiencing? So it's a completely new jumping off point. It's a completely new experience. And the Aquarian age, the Mayan calendar, and astrology are all lining up to basically telling, telling us the same things. This is a jumping off point for us. This is the time to jump in and fully claim our power as co-creators in this time on the planet. So I'm happy you're all here. We'll meditate now with the awe sound to open up our heart, to connect with the air element, and to feel that healing, opening up all of our chakras with the Ramadasa, and also anchoring that into the planet.